Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I would like to pause right now as we pay tribute to the Funding Drive 2025, which is happening from now until the end of the year. With that mentioned, CFRC is the little station that could and has stood by y'all in the Frontenac County since 1922. With that, we need your support in this era when things are so unsettled, and with that mentioned, every donation counts here at CFRC 119 FM. Now, with that mentioned, you can go to www.cfrc.ca to donate, and they have lots of information about that there. With that mentioned, I would also like to salute a double feature as we welcome you all to the second hour here this morning with a great lady of country music fame that I have known for some years now. She has done the show several times over the years as well. That, of course, is Miss Barbara Fairchild, who just celebrated her 75th birthday this past Wednesday on the 12th, born 1950. With that shared, I would like to play a double feature of Barb's great classics. First, we'll hear from her 1973 classic called Teddy Bear Song, and then we'll follow with another all-time classic. This time, it's going to be a song that she followed the Teddy Bear Song with, but was called Kid Stuff. With that, I'd like to welcome you all here to the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny Show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes. Sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy. Not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I hadn't fallen in love with thee. I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust mind. Then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving. I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with you.
I wish I had a string you could pull to make me say, hi, I'm Teddy, ain't it a lovely day? Then I know every time I spoke the words were right, and no one would know the mess I made of my life.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, nor going nowhere. I wish I was.
Of younger days, a boy, a girl, and backyard play. I'd get hurt, you'd get your way, and they called it kid stuff. And though it mattered little then,
childish games you'd always win. Now the stakes are higher and it's no longer kid stuff.
Kid stuff when I was little was sitting in the middle of a cotton candy world.
Secret stuff we couldn't tell. Ain't that just like kid stuff? And I always thought you'd be mine, at least until the end of time. I wore your ring that cost a dime. Happiness is kid stuff.
Kid stuff when I was little was sitting in the middle of a cotton candy world. But now my heart is saying this is no game we're playing, for I can see I'm losing you to another world. I'm losing you to another world.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to welcome our very special furry mascot and member of our morning team to our program this morning. That, of course, is none other than Simbush the Wonder Husky. As we welcome Simbush to our morning show today, with a collection of Ronnie Prophet's greatest recordings, I would like to welcome her with her collection. First, we'll hear an all-time classic called Phantom of the Opry. We'll then follow with Angel Wings, and we'll chase that one with another all-time classic. This time, it's going to be an all-time classic by Ronnie Prophet called Tuesday Night Local. With that, I would like to thank Simbush for her contribution to today's program and show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I'm the Nashville Phantom, and I've been hanging around Saturday Night Live since 1925, since the Opry first came to town. I lived in barnyards, boxcars, and freight yards. There ain't a honky-tonk where I ain't been. Raised on goo-goo bars, moonshine for fruit jars. Born to lose, but determined to win. I'm the Phantom of the Opry. I discovered all the stars, my friend. I am the spirit of country music. Keep those cards and letters coming in. I gave Mother Maybelle her thumb pick, Carl Perkins his blue suede shoes, Todd Acuff the fiddle, made Jimmy Dickens little, and I sang Hank Williams the blues. I taught Grandpa Jones how to banjo, Chet the pig, but I learned him to grin. I laid a howdy on Minnie, made string beans skinny, and I do it all over again. I'm the Phantom of the Opry. I discovered all the stars, my friend. I am the spirit of country music. Keep the cards and letters coming in. I took Bobby Bear to Detroit City, Bob Wills to San Antonio. I put the shine on the boots, rhinestones on the suits, and the hurting in a country song. I was there for Jimmy's first blue yodel. I drew the bluegrass for Bill Monroe. I made the gang of folk Katie, then I made Dolly pretty, and I'm still moving on with Hank Snow. I'm the Nashville Phantom, and I'll be hanging around, checking out the big stars and tuning up the guitars. Together we're the Nashville Sound. Ernest, I've walked them floors with you many a night. And Charlie, I give you that country pride.
In the mail, I even gave you your stutter.
I taught the Duke how to walk.
Big God darn it. Even put a nail in Walter Brennan's shoe.
Hey, gang, and I even told the DJs how to say, that was Ronnie Brown.
Driving down the highway one fine day, put a little heavy on the gas. I paid no mind to the yellow line when I pulled out to pass. But then when I got to the top of the hill, Lordy, what did I see? It was a trailer truck with a semi-driver. He was heading right straight for me. And I thought I heard the flutter of angel wings coming for to carry me home. Thought I heard the sound of the heavenly strings coming for to carry me home. Lord, you are a friend of mine, so don't cut me down when I'm in my prime. I'd rather wait for another time for the flutter of the angel wings. Down at the pool hall, eyeing up a three ball with some friends of mine. When this torpedo in from Toledo said, you want to shoot a game of nine? Well, I caught him trying to move the cue, and I said you could get hurt. When he whipped out a razor and cut off my tie and two buttons off my shirt. And I thought I heard the flutter of angel wings coming for to carry me home. I thought I heard the sound of the heavenly strings coming for to carry me home. Lord, you are the friend of mine, so don't cut me down when I'm in my prime. I'd rather wait for another time for the flutter of the angel wings. On an airplane half insane, another white knuckle flight. When the pilot came on the intercom, said you better buckle up real tight. Down below is the airport and we'll make it with a little bit of luck. But the wheels are up and they won't come down, so it might get a little bit rough. And I thought I heard the flutter of angel wings coming for to carry me home. I thought I heard the sound of the heavenly strings coming for to sing me home. Lord, you are the friend of mine, so don't cut me down while I'm in my prime. I'd rather wait for another time for the flutter of the angel wings. Now you just can't beat that old grim reaper, but I'd sure like to try. Well, those I know that left this world, not one got out alive. I'd like to pass through the pearly gates, but I'm just a little bit shy. Yes, I sure do want to see heaven, but I sure as hell don't want to die. Cause I don't need the flutter of angel wings coming for to carry me home. I don't need the sound of the heavenly strings coming for to sing me home. Lord, if you're still a friend of mine, don't cut me down while I'm in my prime. I'd rather take my own sweet time for the flutter of the angel wings. Flutter of the angel wings. Flutter of the angel wings. Until the roll is called up yon, just stay right here. I've been out along this road, playing all those towns so low, so long. And I'm just beginning to wonder if I can really find the answer in a song.
Barfly standing round, playing two-bit poker, and I'm up here singing my song. And over at a table sits a Tuesday night local, waiting for some lonesome food to take her home.
Now I'm wondering if I do what I have a good mind to. Will I be sorry tomorrow? Yes, I'm wondering if I do what that woman wants me to. Will I regret it in the morning? For more than likely she won't be what her eyes are telling me tonight. Not quite. And I don't think I really care once that I'm already there with her. Out go the lights and I'll leave her with with a short goodbye, telling her some simple lie to hold me in her thoughts a while. She'll tell me the same old thing, she'll remind me of her name, and I'll forget it, but not her smile. Somewhere in another town, when I'm feeling so low down, I'll do it all again. And I won't even think about it, I could probably live without it, yeah. But then again, I've been out along this road, playing all these towns so low, so long. And I'm just beginning to wonder if I could really find the answer in a song.
Barflies stand around playing two-bit poker, and I'm up here singing my song. Night local, waiting for some lonesome fool to take her home.
Dusty old farmer out working your field, hanging down over your tractor wheel.
Martin McLaughlin. I'm the guy that wrote Farmer Song. You're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock, right here on CFRC.
Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Well, yes, friends, I would like to once again pay tribute to the Christmas season coming up. As of the 1st of December on to the end of the year, we will be paying tribute to 100% Christmas music, but for right now, we would like to pay tribute to our Canadian Northern Gems by Real Canadian Northern Legends. And with that mentioned, we have three great Christmas favorites for y'all next. First, I would like to pay tribute to an all-time classic that Ronnie and Chet Atkins recorded many years ago called Blue Christmas. And I do play before this song a little clip from Gloriamp that tells us about that song and how it came to be. Then we'll follow that with another all-time classic, this time by none other than Scott Woods, who will be joining me on November 30th from 8 to 11 here on CFRC. And we will be paying tribute to Scott Woods next, following Ronnie Prophet with none other than his classic fiddle version of the classic called Merry Little Christmas. And then we'll wrap up this selection of festive favorites with our beloved king of the Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and his all-time classic called Mr. Snowflake. Now, I do hope y'all enjoy this. I would also like to send it out to John and Kathy up there in Guelph. With that, I would like to say welcome in, friends, and happy listening. Would you tell us about Ronnie and Chet Atkins' recording of Blue Christmas?
I was on the road when that happened, and that Gilles Godard was producing it. And when Ronnie went in and cut the studio, and then they asked if Chet would come in and do the break in Blue Christmas. And he did. But anyway, Chet did, and that particular CD was released in Canada for benefit for, you know, a charity. And yes, it went gold. Ronnie was really delighted that he had Chet on that song, and that the CD had gone gold, and he was very proud to say, well, he said, I've got a song that on an album that went gold, and my favorite person, guitar player in the world, and that was Chet.
And they both were great guitarists.
Christmas without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing alright with your Christmas apart, but I have a blue, blue Christmas.
Do it yet.
Morning in December, The first time this year we saw the snow, I stopped to watch a little boy catch snowflakes, and to one great big snowdrop he whispered low, "Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day. On your soft white snowy blanket, we go sliding, me and all the kids on our street, and even dear old Santa Claus is happy, 'cause snow don't hurt his tiny reindeer's feet. So please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day. I've been hearing all big people sing of Christmas, and they hope that every Christmas will be white. So all your friends are welcome, Mr. Snowflake, and please don't let them melt away tonight. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus.
Hey Johnny, Santa Claus here wishes your many listeners at the Way Back with Johnny a very Merry Christmas. Keep playing that great country music and I'll be seeing you very soon.
Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming to town.
And yes, friends, once again, before we say so long from the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here this morning and send us into the third and final hour, I would like to pay tribute to another collection of great songs by none other than Ronnie Prophet and of course Gloria Ann Prophet as well. With that, I would also like to welcome Gunny, our beloved shortest member of our morning team, to our program today, Gunny the Dachshund. With that mentioned, Ronnie and Gloria Ann Prophet recorded many beautiful songs over the years, which Gunny would like to share with y'all next. First of all, we'll hear an all-time classic called Lay Down Beside Me. We'll follow that with Storybook Children. We'll wrap up with another all-time, yes, Christmas classic and festive favorite called Christmas With You, which appeared on the Volume 3 of the Christmas in the Valley series that came out many years ago. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say thank you, Gunny, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC 119 FM and also OshawaRocks.com.
I spent my life searching for you, finding my way wasn't easy to do.
I knew you were there all the while, and it was worth every mile. Lay down beside me, love me and hide me, kiss all the hurt of this world away. Hold me so close that I feel your heartbeat, and don't ever wander away.
Mornings and evenings all were the same. There was no music till I heard your name.
But I knew when I saw your smile, now I can rest for a while. Lay down beside me, love me and hide me, and kiss all the hurt of this world away. Hold me so close that I feel your heartbeat, and don't ever wander away. Hold me so close that I feel your heartbeat, and don't ever wander away.
Your world, and I've got mine, and it's a shame.
Two grown-up worlds that will never be the same.
Why can't we be like storybook children?
His baby,
and it's too late to turn away and start again.
Why can't we be like storybook children,
running through the rain, hand in hand? Across the meadow.
Why can't we be like storybook children
in a wonderland where nothing's planned
for tomorrow?
How happy we could be
if only we were storybook children.
Storybook children. Storybook children.
Thank you.
it's more than enough. You're my wish come true. Christmas with you, you're more than I ask. Forever we'll last. Christmas with you. The fire's burning, our hearts yearning under the mistletoe.
Decorating, anticipating, we know what lies in store.
There's no place I'd rather be tonight than in your loving arms. Oh, hold me tight. Christmas with you, wrapped in your love, it's more than enough. You're my wish come true. With you, you're more than I ask. Forever will last. Christmas with you. Wrapped in your love, it's more than enough. You're my wish come true. Christmas with you, you're more than I ask. Forever will last. Christmas with you. Forever.
Like a torch each time you touch me.
Hi everybody, this is Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry, but I'm coming your way today on Way Back. I just want to thank you for listening to my buddy Johnny Woodlaw. We're way back country and we like it that way.
Oh, don't touch me if you don't love me.
And now, friends, it brings me a lot of honor to welcome to the Way Back with Johnny show a very special guest of honor, none other than the beloved widow of Ronnie Prophet, but also his wife for some 37 years at the time of Ronnie's passing. With that mentioned, it brings me a lot of honor to welcome Miss Gloria Ann Prophet to our program. Following this interview, this first part of a brand new interview I got to do on Monday past, it's going to be an all-time classic by Ronnie called Sanctuary. With that, here now is my good friend and a true friend of our program, Miss Gloria Ann Prophet.
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Johnny?
Very good, very good. It's a pleasure to be talking to you again.
To hear from you again.
Yes, and it's a pleasure to have you back on the air. I know it's been a few years now, but how's everything going in your world these days?
Well, you know, I can't say I'm not doing a whole lot of shows and things anymore, but
of course.
I get involved with a lot of sports activities in the development that I live in. I live in a 55 and older community, which is lovely. So it's all good.
Yes, and you are still keeping the legacy of Ronnie alive through interviews and stuff like that, I'd imagine.
Yes, and wherever I go, I mean, he's still a part of me and who I am. I mean,
exactly.
Everything that he poured the last 37 years.
Yes,
and so I still recommend people check him out online. He's got a lot of videos there, and there's a lot of curiosity. I've done a few shows here. And it was, you know, of course, his name comes up. I mean, you know, we were married for 37 years, so
yes,
that doesn't go away.
For sure. So let's go back to when and where Ronnie was born. He was born in Hawkesbury in 1937, I understand.
Correct.
So what was his childhood like?
Well, his dad died when he was 7 years old.
Okay.
So Ronnie was part of looking after the farm with his mother and the hired band. So he started working on the farm very young before he went to school. As he got older, he was milking cows, and he enjoyed the farm life, but it was hard for a little guy to have lost your dad so young.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing he talked about. He said, I wish I would have had my dad a little longer. So, but anyhow, he became a very strong, independent
person
father.
Because, I would say.
Yeah. A lot of times you become part of what you've missed in your childhood and the things that you wish you had. And so, yeah, but he talked about his dad, the little bit that he did have with him. He loved his dad very much. His
mm-hmm.
dad was a very responsible, respectable man in the community. And they always used to, if people came by, they were hungry and they needed some money or some food, his dad would put them to work or hire them as a hired man. And so they always had people coming through there. So, but anyhow, that was their contribution to the wayward traveling man.
Exactly. Yes. Where would his love of music came from? I think I heard that his father was a fiddle player.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
I think music was, you know, just seeped into his veins when he was born, because he said his dad played, and the neighbors, they played as well. They're everybody seemed to have an instrument that they could play, and they would gather, and they'd have gatherings. But Ronnie started early, and his introduction was during school. He was called to do, they were doing a little concert, from what I recall, and he did the Woody Woodpecker song. So they asked him, he did that, you know, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
But he did the whole thing. And so his sister made him a Woody Woodpecker costume. And when he did it, you know, I guess he got the applause and, you know, everybody loved it. And he said when he looked out and saw everybody clapping and heard the applause, he said he was hooked.
Exactly.
He said from that moment on, he said he knew what he wanted to do in life. And that was to be an entertainer, to entertain. Included not only music, but also comedy and skits, because he did that on his...
And as we often call him, the entertainer's entertainer.
Yes, that's true.
Yes,
and doing skits, that was his summer replacement show of Tommy Hunter.
Yes.
They did all kind of skits, similar to Hee Haw, I guess is the closest I could think for people who've never seen it. And he loved that. He loved playing parts. He loved being characters as well as the music. Of course, new music was number one, but...
Yes,
but he
worked it into it. And of course, also, Orville Proffitt was a cousin as well.
Yes, and he and Orville had a special camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody remembers Orville's voice. There was none like it.
So in 1967, would it be safe in saying that his first release was The Miracle at Spring Hill?
As far as I know, that was... He talked about that, and I guess it got some airplay, and it got him excited to thinking about the recording industry. That was before I was involved with him.
Of course,
but
yes.
I heard him talk about it, and we have a record. I have a record here, some in the collection upstairs that I haven't gone through in a while, but I came across it there not too long ago, and oh, here's that record that he was so proud of.
So he also worked with the Happy Wanderers, which I understand was Ottawa Valley based.
Yes, he was really thrilled to be working with them, because as he started out playing guitar, to many people he told the story of, he really wasn't into sports. He said he would carry his guitar to school in a pillowcase, and he would play guitar at all recess, and the girls would gather and listen to him while the other guys were out playing baseball. But he was diligent in rehearsing and did it every moment that he could. So everything was like climbing a ladder, I guess is the picture I could only paint. And he was always interested in climbing that ladder one rung at a time. So when he got that opportunity, it was thrilling for him, because now he was on the radio and he was playing with some other people that he really, really respected. I think Papa Joe Brown was part of it too.
Yes.
And he had such high respect for Papa Joe.
And that was, of course, the family Brown as well. But this was long before they had the family group. But yes. So looking at the musical contribution that not only Ronnie, but you had over the years, what would you say has been the most cherished part of your legacy?
Well, all I can say is the music established us into a lifestyle that was, you know, a dream come true for me and also for him. We got to travel around the world, we got to see things, and we got paid for it. And we got to entertain and to sing. I can honestly say that my dreams have all been fulfilled. I wish he was still here, but the travel, and it wasn't always easy. A lot of times we had overnight runs, and sometimes we had a change in the barns. They would have things made up, some of those little small county fairs. There would be little dressing rooms and stuff, but it wasn't all glamour.
That's for sure. I hear you. Yes.
But anyway, once you got on stage and the band hits that first note, I mean,
you're alive and well. Exactly. This is it. Yeah. So looking at the music that he created, what would you say was among the most popular songs during his career?
Well, he always played Sanctuary, that record label that he had when he was in the States there. And Sanctuary, It's Enough, Phone Call from Ellison, trying to think some of the other ones that he always played it, Phantom of the Opry. Those are the songs that he always played when we were doing shows.
I see.
Was that he usually opened with Sanctuary. That was usually our opening number.
So that would have been his signature song then?
Very much so. Very much.
I see. And I always found it was more pop-oriented.
Yes, it was. Somebody said it was kind of like a disco.
Exactly.
Kind of a little disco beat. Yeah. And I thought Ronnie was pretty progressive anyway with his music, with his style. So, and it was at the right time for him. So his music got lots of airplay, well produced in Nashville, and he had some of it in Toronto.
Yes, of course.
He established his sound with that. I think the producer from that was from Toronto on that particular album.
I see.
I'm an airplane. Looking for a place to land. You're a roadway proudly stretching out your hand. So if you don't mind, I think that I'll stay just as long as you let me. Oh, your love's a mystery to the likes of me. You gave me sanctuary. Oh yeah, you gave me sanctuary. I'm a lost ship, adrift in the night. Ah, but you're a lighthouse, sending out that guiding light. And if you don't mind, I think I'll just stay as long as you want me. Oh, your love's a mystery to the likes of me. You gave me sanctuary. Oh, yeah, you gave me sanctuary. Oh, here in your arms, I know I have found a shelter from the storm. When I turn to you, I know that I've found someone soft and warm. So if you don't mind, I think that I'll stay just as long as you let me. Likes of me. You
sanctuary. Oh yeah, you gave me sanctuary.
And yes, friends, we have once again reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. With that mentioned, I would like to pay a tribute to some great gospel favorites as we send us into the third and final hour. With that mentioned, I would like to play us into the third and final hour with, of course, Orville Prophet, the cousin of Ronnie Prophet, and his all-time classic, When He Opens Up Those Pearly Gates. Then we'll play us into the third and final hour with none other than Gloria Ann Prophet and her all-time classic called Silent Night, which came out many years ago as mentioned, but it is also a true gospel-related song. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour here on this great channel, and welcome in, friends. Happy listening.
The Bible tells as the hearer stands at the golden gate with the key in his hand. I hope I can see that heavenly door, 'cause I'm one of the ones that he's been waiting for. And judgment morning you will see when St. Peter does the honor and turns the key. I wanna walk along the road with the Lord. I wanna be on hand for my reward. I wanna portals are a solid gold. When Gabriel plays, I won't be late. I'd like to see him open up the golden gate. I wanna walk along there with the Lord. I wanna be on hand for my reward. I wanna hear the angels sing a chord when he opens up the golden gate. Now have you read the Bible where the scripture says that the earth open and the sky will blaze, all the evil people will go down in fire, and the righteous one will join the angels' choir with Gabriel's band. I've got a date, I'd like to see him open up the golden gate. I wanna walk along there with the Lord. I wanna be on hand for my reward. I wanna hear the angels sing a chord when he opens up the golden gate. I wanna walk along there with the Lord. I wanna be on hand for my reward. I wanna hear the angels sing a chord when he opens out the golden gate. I wanna walk along there with the Lord. I wanna be on hand for my reward. I wanna
silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, heaven.
This is Gloria Ann Carrier Prophet, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back for the best in traditional country music.